Blog Talk Radio.
In New York City. I live in Texas, so I've seen the Alamo. I've been to Trinidad, Tobago. I've seen the beautiful beaches of Trinidad, Tobago. I've been to Amsterdam in Europe. You know, Pastor, I've seen a lot of things. But I have never seen the righteous man forsaken, nor his seed beg bread. I've never seen it. I've never seen the righteous man forsaken, nor his seed beg bread.
Lord, I give you my heart.
Give you my soul.
Give you my soul.
Yes, that was my friend Elder Pierre Moronzo from Texas. And that's not the traditional song that I start my show with, but since today is a special episode in celebration of my birthday, along with some other things, I just wanted to just declare to God, who is the source of my being and of my life. And later on, as the party gets rolling, I will tell you some of the other things that I am celebrating today. So for right now, happy birthday, Daphne. Thanks, Walter Miss, for being here. And thank you for the birthday wish. I tell you, I went to bed after 2 o'clock this morning, and I was just up receiving all the many messages from across the world wishing me happy birthday. So I'm praying that some people will get to be on the party today, and we're going to just celebrate and have a good time. I'll accept your calls. I'll accept your comments and remarks, and later on I'll tell you some special things I'm doing today, and I'm going to ask for your support. For those of you who are probably listening online, I did not make my goal yet for making my 1,500 fans on my fan page, which is facebook.com/ Dynamic Daphne, and Daphne is spelled D-A-P-H-N-E. You can still go there and help me to make my goal, or whenever you're hearing, you can still go there and like my page. I'm going to continue playing some music until the party goers get here. I'm very excited for my sister Trish Cook, who was at work, and she waited until midnight to call me. My friend Siobhan, my sister Siobhan, thank you for that. And my son for his message on Facebook to me. Thank you, sweetheart. He says, I'm the best mother in the world, and I know you're the best son too. And I love you. I wish I could be spending this day with you, darling. But you know I love you, and thank you again, Javonte. So I'm just going to be playing another song this morning that tells about God's love and how I love him and all the things he's doing in my life. And later on, you're going to see, if you were celebrating all the things I'm celebrating this morning, you would be dancing too.
I will sing of your love forever. Sing of your love forever and ever.
I will sing of your love of Jesus. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him, you don't have to perish. No, 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 no. Behold what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon you, that you should be a child of God. That's the truth. That is the truth of who you are. You have a right to sing of his love, sing of his love. Don't matter what you did in the past, he died that you would have a right to sing of his love. The blood of Jesus, the Bible says in Hebrews 9:22, without the shedding of blood, there would be no remission of sin. His blood was shed that you would have a right, that you would have a right to sing of his love, sing of his love. And after you received his love, don't be selfish, Don't be selfish, give it away, give it away, give it away. Others need to know about the goodness of Jesus. They're bound, they're in chains. You have the answer, you have the answer, you have the answer. Sing of his love, sing of his love, sing of his love, sing of his love, sing of his love. He wants you to be a witness. He wants you to tell others. Don't be selfish. Don't be selfish. No, 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 no. Remember the bondage that you were in. The Bible says in Galatians 5:1, stand fast in the liberty wherewith his love has set you free. And be not again entangled with the yokes of bondage. You need to tell others about the goodness of Jesus. They're in bondage, they're bound until you tell them. You must tell them, go and tell them, go and tell them, go and tell them. You've got to tell them. That is the commandment, to go ye into the world and preach the good news of the gospel. That God so loved the world that he gave his only son, his only son, his only son. That Cain would have a right to the tree of life, we must tell. Whither shall I go from his presence?
Yes.
Where shall I go? His love is going to find me. His love is going to capture me.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. I want to welcome guest 1278 to the show. And remember, today is my happy birthday, so I want to hear from you guys. Thanks to my friend Clayton in Canada, who just said happy birthday to me on Skype. So I just invite him to call in. So guest 1278, let's hear from you. You just need to just call in to say happy birthday or anything else you want to say about me. And if you want to sing me happy birthday, it's fine, because surprisingly, I don't even have any birthday music uploaded on my show. So I have to do that sometimes. So next time when we do a happy birthday celebration, we have some music there. So the number to call in to wish me happy birthday or to say anything your sweet little heart desires is 646-915-8166. 646-915-8166 is the line to call and say happy birthday to me. Yes, today is my 65th birthday party, and I am just so thankful to God for all the things he is doing in my life. I want to be so thankful. Later on, I'm going to be talking about some of the other things that I'm celebrating today besides my birthday. And I am on a super, super high. Super, super high. I want to welcome guest 1304 to the show, to the birthday party. It's not really a show. It's a birthday celebration. So feel welcome to call and say a little something about me, encourage me, whatever you want to say. If you have a joke about me, whatever, just keep it clean. And I went out. It is so funny. I got to tell you guys this. I went out yesterday. I went to the wine store. And I wanted to get me a bottle of champagne for the celebration. And I went through all the champagne. And the lady said, oh, well, it ranged between this and that and the other and the other. But she says, okay. So you can get a sparkling wine from this place and that region in France and over the place. And she took me over, all over. And of course, I was thinking, celebration is champagne. But then I look, and the shape of the bottle And a lot of the things that I was thinking was champagne, they weren't champagne. So I was excited. So I end up getting for myself, I don't want to mispronounce it, so I'm going to spell it for you. M-I-O-N-E-T-T-O. And if you are Italian, I know you're going to roll the name off your tongue. And that's what I've gotten for myself. So I'm going to be celebrating later on. And, you know, with my neighbor, maybe my neighbor Charlie will come down and we'll have a glass. If not, I'm going to celebrate with my Toby. Toby is my sweet little cat. But I have so much to be thankful for today. And I am just so thankful today for all the things that God has been doing in my life. I have so much to celebrate today. And this is why I figure I'm not going to sit at home and say, well, I'm by myself. I am going to do this radio show and celebrate with you, my friends. So for all of you who have been sending me birthday wishes online, I am just so grateful for each and every one of you. I appreciate you. I love you. I honor you. There's some great things that is happening in my life. I have been honored to be part of the book project, Mission Unstoppable. And I have a call, I think, from Florida, so I'm going to go. Well, good morning, caller. Your last four digits are 7006. Welcome to my birthday bash.
Hello, Daphne. It's Pat.
Hello. Oh, my heavens. How are you?
I'm good. How are you, my dear?
I am wonderful. I am wonderful. God is just so good. God is so good today, girl. Can you imagine?
Yes. I had to call in and, say God's blessings, Daphne. I know all of the things that you've done, where you've been, where you're going, and I just wanted to call and say personally that I wish you all God's blessings. Everything your heart and your hands can hold, I wish that for you today and beyond.
Thank you so much, my sister, and for taking the call, for taking the time to call me from so far. And, oh, my God, Pat, I know you saw it on Facebook. God has blessed me with the opportunity to be part of the Mission Unstoppable book project. I'm excited about that. And later on, I'm going to talk about some other books that I'm pre-launching today. So God is good.
Yes, he is, Daphne,
God
certainly.
Is good.
Yes,
God
he is.
Is good. I know you and I know that God
yes.
is
Amen.
God
That's
is
right.
Good. So,
yes, yes.
Again, I want to thank you, my sister, for calling, and I look forward to seeing you soon.
Yes, I'll be in Connecticut in February.
All right, great. So we'll get together and do a bite or something.
Okay, good. All right, Daphne.
All right.
Okay,
Merry
God blessing.
Thank you.
You're welcome, babe. Love you. Bye bye.
Love you too.
Bye.
Yes, I'm echoing now. That was my friend. Of course, my friend was calling from overseas. So I am just so honored. Just so honored for that. So guess 1278, guess 1334. It's your time to call in. My friend from overseas, call and break the ice. So you can just call in anything you want to say about me. That's okay. Today is the day when you can just say what you have to say about me. You can roast me. You can bake me. Just don't fry me. Please, because the oil gets kind of hot. So I'm going to go to another caller here. Caller, good morning and welcome to the birthday bash.
Hello.
Good morning. Welcome
Good morning,
to the
Daphne.
Party. Hello, Miss.
Hi. How are you? Happy happy birthday.
Thank you, girl. Thank you. Thank you. Toby and I, we're here celebrating along with the rest of you. My friend just called me from overseas to wish me happy birthday. So I'm excited about that, you know.
Yes. And well, I just wanted to send blessings to you and just, you know, just it's such a great day. God is doing some amazing things. And I know that he has wonderful things in store for you. And I love you so much, you and Mr. Toby. And I just wanted to wish you a happy birthday and all the best that God has for you.
Thank you. Thank you, Audrey. Thank you. And I have to, I know I see you almost every day of the week.
Yes.
And I can tell you this little secret. But if you go on my Facebook page, you'll see that I was selected to be one of the authors of the, one of the contributing authors of the book, Mission Unstoppable.
Praise God. God is doing some awesome things at this time and in your life. And I'm such a blessed to have you and call you a friend. And, I thank God for you, and I thank God for the things that you're doing and the things on your heart. And, my prayer is for you and your family, your son, that you pursue and you fulfill the call, the complete call that God has on your lives. And I know he has great things for you. And I love you so much, Daphne.
Thank you, Audrey. You're going to let me cry. Thank you. Thank you so very much. Thank you. Thank you very, very much. And, you know, you're an amazing woman yourself. I know you're such a strong prayer warrior. And, you know, it's good to have friends that you can just pick up the phone and call and say, girl, let's pray.
Yes.
Let's pray. And it's not everybody you can do that to. And you are one of those people that I can call, and it doesn't matter what time of the night. And I got to tell people that Audrey goes to bed so early. Early, when I say early, guys, she goes to bed early. And I'm calling her at 9:30 and everything, and I'm bubbling up, and she's saying,
and I'm ready for bed.
Yeah, I say, what happened, Audrey? Oh, I got to tell you, Chad Chase, if you hear some ticking, clicking in the speaker, it's my friends on Facebook sending birthday wishes. And Brad Chase, thank you. Brad says, happy birthday, Daphne. I made a silly birthday video for you, and I'm good. I guess you can go to my Facebook page and click it. It says the link for it is http://nodoremorecake.alottamoola.com. What do you mean there is no more cake? I made a silly birthday cake video. So that's what Brad has made for me. And I will go there later, Brad, and to enjoy my cake. So thank you, Brad. And I'm not even sure where Brad is from. Let me see where Brad is from. Isn't social media amazing?
Brad is
out of Florida. He lives in Georgia now. Thank you, Brad, for my birthday. Let me tell Brad I'm on the radio. So he maybe want to call in. R-A-D-I-O. On the radio now. Call in, Brad. Let's hear from you. Let's hear about the cake. 646-915-8166. Birthday party. All right. So I just told Brad that we are on the radio, so I hope he will call in for that birthday party. So, yes, Audrey, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
That's okay. I just wanted to, you know, call you, give you a shout out, and wish you a happy birthday. And have a wonderful day, Daphne. Just enjoy your day. Celebrate. You know, so many people didn't wake up this morning. Praise God. You know, enjoy it. Don't let anything get you down. Enjoy your day.
I'm
Live
going
out
to get me a pedicure, girl. When I finish, I'm going to get me a pedicure. And then I'm going to put my wine in the fridge to chill. So after the pedicure, I come back. And if you're on the road, come over. And okay. I'll call Mr. Charlie and Mr. Toby. And I'll put my pretty toenails up. And we will enjoy the day.
Absolutely.
Because I have so much, so much to be thankful for. I have good friends. I have amazing followers. I have great prayer partners. I have amazing sisters in the spirit. My sister, Trish Cook, at work. And she waited up until after midnight so she could be the first to tell me happy birthday.
Oh, that is so great. You are so blessed. And I will catch you later.
All right. Thanks again, Audrey.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, my dear. Okay, so that was my friend Audrey Cushion from right here in New Milford. So, yes, what I was telling you about, I bought the wine for the birthday. I mentioned about the book project with Susan Taylor, Rondell Pinkett, George Frazier, and 37 other people. And I am so blessed to be part of that project, Mission Unstoppable. And check on my pages, guys, and you will see along I have okay, somebody gave me a picture image here. Oh, you're giving me work to do, Walter. You know I don't know how to click on these things here, Walter. Walter Mish is my my new producer. He's not new anymore. He's like 3 weeks. And he just do some phenomenal things. And I don't know how to click on those things that he's sending me here. But I want to be thankful for all the people that is helping me. And I have to tell you guys, this is my neighbor Charlie. That is calling. Charlie, I'm on the radio doing a birthday party. Oh, no, you're on the radio because I was just talking about you. I have you on speaker, so the people are hearing you. Thank you, darling, and I'll call you later. I'm going to put a bottle of wine to chill so we can celebrate.
Okay.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All right, it's good. I hope you all heard my neighbor Charlie that calling. That was my neighbor Charlie. So sometimes when I talk, you all probably think I'm making up names. So that was Charlie that called in to wish me happy birthday. And, you know, I am just so honored and privileged. And I was talking about social media before, and it amazes me every time. I've been on social media for a while, but every time that I do something else, it shows me my the span that I have. One of my Facebook friends, somebody else just messaged me here. Terrence Randolph, I'm not sure where Terrence is from, says, happy birthday, enjoy yourself today. And I am so thankful. Thank you, Terrence. That just came to on Facebook. Thank you. I'm telling him I'm on the radio. On the radio. You can call in 646-915-8166. Well, I guess Walter, I guess I'm getting better, because before I did not know how to do both. So now I'm learning how to do the Facebook and everything together. So that's wonderful. So I'm very excited about my birthday. And I know that eyes have not seen nor ears heard what God is doing in my life and is getting ready to do. I know next year is going to be off the chain, off the chain, off the chain, off the chain. So I'm very excited about all of that. And I am gamed. I mean, for whatever God is doing, I am gamed for it. So am I going to hear from you, Mr. Producer, on the air? I know you wish me happy birthday in the chat room, but am I going to hear your gorgeous voice saying anything about me? Anything you want to say about me? And also, guess 1, 3, 3, 4. Do you have any little thing you want to say to me, with me, or about me? Come on, guys. Let me see another song here. I give you my heart. I'll sing of your praise forever. Great is your faithfulness. Why don't I play some of this until the phone rings?
The Bible says in Philippians 1:6, he that hath begun a good work is faithful to complete it.
Yes.
It says in Lamentations 3:22-23.
Testimony of that.
It's because of the Lord's great mercy that we are not consumed. His mercies are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. I don't know where you are tonight. I don't know what you're going through. But God is faithful to see you through. The Bible says in Psalms 37:5, commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. Great is thy faithfulness, O Lord our Father. There is no shadows of turning with thee. Thou changest not, thy compassion they fail not. As thou hast been, thou forever will be. Summer and winter, springtime and harvest, sun, moon, and stars in their courses above, join with all nature in manifold witness to thy great faithfulness, thy mercy and love, a pardon for sin, and a peace that endureth. Thine own dear presence to cheer and to guide, strength for today and bright hope for tomorrow. Blessings all mine with 10,000 beside. Great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have needed, thy hands have provided. Great is thy faithfulness, thy mercy and love. Great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have needed, thy hand have provided.
Great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me.
Yes, yes. I'm sure if you were 65 today celebrating all that I'm celebrating, you would be praising too. Good morning, caller. Your first three digits are 248. Welcome to the birthday bash. Hello, good morning. Your last four digits are 4990. Can you hear me? Hello, caller. Are you there? Hello? Well, I don't know. They probably are just listening. I'm going to mute them back. I have a caller whose first three digits are 248. And I don't know whether you are listening or just calling in to say a little something. So I will mute you and then I'm going to come back to you. Yes, so I was saying, if you were celebrating the launch of four books, if you go on my website, Daphne Clark Hudson Empowers, you will see the launch of the pre-launch, really, of four books. They are collections of my favorite quotes that has helped me over the years. And there is book one, book two, book three. And if you want to pre-order those from Daphne Clark Hudson Empowers, you can order them. They're going to be up on Amazon in a couple of weeks. But if you pre-order today from my personal website, you will be able to get your copy personally autographed by me and ship out to you. When you order from Amazon, they will not be autographed. But I figure for those people who purchase, pre-purchase their copy today at the pre-launch here at my birthday party, I will autograph it and send to them. The combined book, which is book four, it has all of the quotes in them. That one is $19.95. Book one, book two, and book three are $7.95 each. So they're very reasonably priced. We could sell them for more, and later on they might be going for more. But for right now, that's what they are today. So pick your copy up at Daphne Clark Hudson Empowers. .com, and you will get your copy personally autographed by me and sent out to me. Good morning, caller. Your last four digits are 4133. Welcome to the birthday party.
Hey, Miss Clark Hudson. Happy birthday to you.
Thank you. Who is this?
This is Terrence Randolph. You told me to call in, so I am calling.
Hi, Terrence. It is so good.
Hey.
It is good to be able to hear the voice of my friends.
Yes, ma'am. And I just wanted to just wish you a happy birthday. And just wanted to thank you for being so positive and encouraging.
You.
And you know what? We met a few years back at George Frazier's Power Networking Conference.
You know
you
something, Terrence?
Yes, ma'am.
I thought that name rang a bell. Are you from Georgia? Where are you from again?
Alabama. I'm from Alabama.
I look at that name on my Facebook thing, and I say, I know this face. Oh, my
yes,
God,
ma'am.
Thank you for calling in. So
yes,
what
ma'am.
Have you
yes,
been
ma'am.
Up to?
Well, you know what? Just working right now. I was trying my hand in business, and that's one reason I was, attending the conferences was to connect with positive people like yourself. but had to take a step back for a second and looking to do some big things in 2013.
That's right. That's right. That's right. And let me tell you, heard me just mention my new website, Daphne Clark Hudson Empowers. Go there.
Yes, ma'am.
You're going to be able to get some free stuff that's going to be able to help you on the journey. And, you know, my focus is in the area of reinvention. And, hey, it's never over until the fat lady thing. So you have what it takes, man, and you are going to be able to make it. And, of course, I'm begging all the people who have not yet signed my fan page at facebook.com/DynamicDaphne. If you would stop there, because I had set a big goal for myself. I wanted by midnight tonight to have 1,500 fans. I don't know how much it's at now, but I know it's not too late. We can still do it.
Well, you know what? I connected with you on yesterday, so step ahead.
All right now.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
I think you'll be excited to know that I'm going to be part of that book with George and Susan and Randolph. The Mission Unstoppable. So that's going to be a powerful read for you, especially how you are looking. So right now the plan is that the book is probably going to be out by the conference. So it would be good if you are there and we get together again just to you know, rehash and play catch up. And don't be a stranger.
I sure won't.
Reach out to me if there's anything I can do or any direction I can point you. You know that I will do that. Are you part of my group on Facebook that speaks about reinventing your life?
I don't think so. I don't think so.
Look it up. If you are not yet a friend, become part of that, because that's going to be a lot of resources for you, Terrence.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much. And what's the name of And you said the free tools. What's the name of that again? That website?
Daphne Clark Hudson Empowers.com.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, I sure will. As soon as I get back to a spot where I can sit down and look at it, I surely will do it.
Okay. Thank you so much for calling in.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you, and God bless you. Merry Christmas, and enjoy your birthday.
Thank you. Happy Merry Christmas to you too, Terrence.
Thank you. All right.
Bye-bye.
Okay. All right. Bye-bye.
God is good, right? I tell you, years ago, I don't remember. I know it's maybe over 6 years ago, I met this gentleman at a conference. I was at the George Fraser, the Power Networking Conference. And, you know, I looked at the name on Facebook and says, I know this name. You know, so it was good that he connected with me. So I am just so, so very thankful for that. So I am back. I have another call. Let me go to this caller. Caller, good morning. Your last four digits are 9215. Welcome to the birthday party.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Dynamic Daphne. Happy birthday to you.
Ah, Walter! That's Walter!
Thank you. I just wanted to call in. I couldn't call in earlier because I was eating all the birthday cake and my mouth was full and I couldn't call.
That's all right.
But no, I'm kidding. I just want to wish you a very happy birthday and just want to say the 9 years that I've known you has been a blessing for me and you've been a very special sister in the Lord.
Thank you, Walter. Thank you, thank you, thank you. God is so good. God is so good, you know. I tell people all the time, every day we wake up, we have so much.
Yeah.
So much to be grateful for. So, so, so very much. You know, years ago, I'm sure you heard the gentleman that I just called in. I met him at a conference, and You know, we always say, our parents always tell us, Walter, we never get a second chance to make a first impression.
Right, and, that's true, yeah.
You know, we never know when we're going to meet somebody, what is going to be happening with us. So, again, I thank you, my friend and producer, for calling in. And I am glad to know that, you know, you never know the impact that you're making on someone's life. So it's a pleasure knowing you, Walter, and everything. And now it's a pleasure working with you. So, again, I thank you. Let me let you go back to work.
Okay. You're welcome. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, Walter.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. Thank you. That was my my producer calling in to sing happy birthday for me. And I'm just so thankful for the people who called in. And, you know, every time I go any place, it is always my intention to make or leave my mark, if you may, on somebody's life. Always. You know, always, always, always. So I want to go here and see somebody. Yes, this is from my my friend on Facebook, Shala, Shals Success. Every year we grow closer to who we really are and all we are meant to be. You touch the world in your own unique way and make life more wonderful just by being you. Happy birthday. Oh, thank you, Shayla. Thank you so very much. And that was a message that came in on Facebook. Thank you much. On the radio. At the party. Yes, it's good. I'll tell you where Shayla is from in a minute. I'm not sure. Yes. You all know I don't multitask, right? So when I'm typing, I'm not saying a word. Okay, so Shayla is from New York. So thank you. He is just right here in my neck of the woods. Shayla is in New York City. He is in Manhattan. So, yes, my friend Dolores Presley, to lots of wonderful friends and supporters that I have. So let me go to my Facebook page and to read some of what people are saying. If you're on the phone, I'm going to be right with you. My friend David Eddie Barhound Walcott. He says, happy birthday, God's blessing all the way. Thank you. My friend Nelson Merchant, happy birthday. Samuel Devonport, happy birthday. Anita Johnson. Anita Johnson, it's your birthday, she says. Virginia Berry, Donna Grant Hudson, wishing you a happy birthday. Thank you. Tara Jasper, it's a happy birthday, Daphne. Thank you, Tara. I already read for Brad. My friend, THIAGO. FANTINI says happy birthday. Thank you. Yes. And so that's it. You're no longer able to change. Yes. Okay. So that's. And for those of you who, if you are looking If you go on my page, you'll see my bottle there that I took. And the young man that's standing next to me, that's my son. That's my son, Javonte. And Adias Rochelle Petier says, happy birthday with a beautiful candle and a cake. And, okay. Lots of birthday cake from one more person, Bash, BASHIRUMUHAMADU. Happy, happy birthday. Many, many to come. Thank you, and I have a nice... Oh, I love strawberries. Lots of balloons and strawberries on this cake here. So I am so excited. So that was just to read a few of the things from my my birthday bash on my Facebook page. So I am back in the chat room now, and I want to remind you to go to Daphne Clark Hudson Empowers. For those of you who you are listening online, Daphne Clark Hudson Empowers, you can go there and you can pre-order the books there prior to the launch on Amazon, and you will get yours personally autographed and be shipped to you versus when it launches on Amazon and you buy it from there. It will not be autographed from there. So that's what I want to do. So I want to just give thanks to God for all the amazing things that He has afforded for me to be celebrating today. The books. And just to have wonderful friends take time out to call or to send a message to me on Facebook. I am so thankful for each and every one of you. Each and every one of you, whether it's on social media or virtually or in person, I learn from you every day. You all mean so, so much to me. I am single. I don't have biological family here in Connecticut where I live. But I have so many amazing spiritual friends and extended family. And I know that it is a blessing. You know, it's a blessing that I appreciate each and every day of my life. And, you know, people ask me all the time, how do you do that? How do you do that? You know, you do this, you do the other, you do this, you do the other. And, you know, if it was not for the grace of God, I would not be able to do any of the things that I do. So, with that being said, I want to play, I just like Elder Pierre Moranza, and I'm going to play one more of his song.
Amen.
Yes, I was playing that song by Elder Pierre, but one of my spiritual sisters called Blanche Taylor. Good morning, Blanche. How are you?
Good morning, Daphne. I'm just calling you to wish you all God's blessings. May his face shine upon you today and throughout the coming year. Harold and I just send best wishes and love.
Thank you so much, Blanche. And, you know, today is a big celebration because God's been good to me. I'm able to be pre-launching four of my books today. And I have been blessed to be part of a book project called Mission Unstoppable with George Fraser, Susan Taylor, and Randall Pickett. So God is good. You have known my journey. And when I sing and dance today, I have all reason to do so. So thanks for your patience with me. Thanks for your love, your prayers, and your generosity in my life. And I appreciate you very much. And your family.
And Daphne, it is so good to rejoice with someone when the tide turns.
Yes,
I could see the tide is turning.
Yes.
You deserve every blessing. And I'm just so excited because the word says that God will give you back everything that the canker worm stolen.
Yes.
And I'm just full of joy to hear the excitement and to know that you took a licking, but you kept on.
Thank you, Blanche.
You are Woo.
That is so true.
What a beautiful morning. I just called to wish you birthday.
Thank you, Blanche.
And I hadn't seen you for months, so I really didn't know what was going on.
Yes,
But this is music.
Yes, thank you. Thank you.
To my ears.
Thank you, Blanche.
Just remember, God is your shield.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Lord.
Yes.
We just stand on the word.
Yes. And you know, Blanche, I just want to piggyback on something you said. You said you hadn't seen me for a month, and a lot of people been calling and saying the same thing. But God had said to me, just stay still, stay put. I wanted to do some stuff, and I had to be obedient, you know, and I just wasn't fighting it. And I said, my God, I thank you, Father God.
Come easy.
I know, Blanche.
We hate to isolate ourselves.
But sometimes it's necessary.
Yeah, just look at you, Daphne.
Yes.
That is a gift back from God.
Yes.
And I'm praising him this morning because I know that God is no respecter of persons.
Hallelujah.
And what he's doing for Daphne.
Yes.
If we are obedient,
he will do and do more for you. That's
for
right.
Us.
That's
so,
right.
Daphne, I just like rejoicing with people because lately there's been just so much bad news.
Oh, yes.
And just to know that someone
have some good news,
Well, Daphne, just to know that God has his hand
yes.
on you.
Yes, yes.
And he's leading you.
Thank you, thank you. Blanche Walter Mish is in the chat room. Walter Mish from church. He says, good morning, Blanche.
Oh, and tell Walter good morning, and tell him be blessed.
All right, he's hearing you. Walter, Blanche says good morning and be blessed. So I thank you, Blanche, for taking the time out to call me.
Well, Daphne, yes. I'm headed out. I'm going to exercise. But knowing that it was your birthday, I sent you a card. I don't
yes.
know if you got it.
Not but, yet. I'll probably get it into today's mail. But right. thank you so much.
But just wanted to say a happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Daphne. Love you. And
thank you.
Harold asked about you. I said, Harold, she was a little under
the weather.
Weather, but she is on the mend now.
Yes.
Thank God.
Thank God. And you can tell Harold all the good news.
I certainly will.
All right. Love you, my sister.
And I will stay in touch.
Thank you, Blanche. God bless
okay.
you. Bye-bye.
Bye, dear.
Bye-bye. Yes, I'm sorry about that that caller. I had a caller on Skype, and the caller hung up. So I apologize. If you're listening, you can call back. I was just on the phone with my friend Blanche from here. She just called was to express some wishes for my birthday. So by all means, please call back, caller. You were calling on Skype. Number was 1111. And I, maybe I can try, see if I can call back. I don't know if I can do, but I'm going to try. Let me see if I can call in like that. Dot. And then dot again. Nope. And then we'll see what happened. I don't know that I'll be able to get it through. But I'm going to call. It's always a day of learning. Right, Walter? The person's... Oh, I just hung up on them. What did I do? Oh, boy. Okay, so we're going to see if the person rings in. Walter, I'm trying to dial. It says the call was dropped. So, all right, the person will probably call back. They were calling from Skype, which all the time is in another country. So, it was good to hear. You know, the other things, a lot of times people hear me sharing from my book, 365 Days of Gratitude. And I am blessed to have 3 entries in that book. And I don't know if you have ever heard the entries that are mine from the book. So today I want to share the entry for March the 18th on my birthday. March the 18th. And the entry says, gratitude for Givonti, which is my entry for my son. I give gratitude for my son, Givonti Vaughn Oliver Hudson. I receive this gift of joy. I receive this gift on March the 18th, 1982. After a long history of 5 miscarriages, this bundle of pride and joy came into the world via C-section at St. Joseph's Hospital in Kingston, Jamaica, West Indies. Givonti weighed 6 3/4 pounds and measured 21 inches. Today, at age 29, he weighs 300 pounds and is almost 7 feet tall and is very handsome. Javonte is my only child, and I love him with every fiber of my being. I got divorced when Javonte was 3 years old. I raised him as a proud single parent. Javonte lives in Jamaica, West Indies, but thanks to Skype, we can see each other often. Javonte, I encourage you to follow your heart and trust God, laugh a lot, keep smiling, live each day to the fullest, live a healthy life, let go of the past so that you can reach your purpose. Javonte, you are created for greatness. Do not allow anything to rob you from that. I love you, sweetheart, and I am patiently awaiting my daughter-in-law and grandchildren. So that was one of my entries in celebrating 365 days of gratitude. I was blessed. You know, God is always blessing me. I am blessed to have three entries in this book. And I am going to, seeing that today is my birthday, I am going to share them all with you. So I'm trying to find page 353 is where my other entry is. One of my other entries are there. So I'm going to do 353, and then I'm going to find the other one, and then I'm going to read that one for you. So yes, I am celebrating my birthday today. Today I am 65 years young, and I am so excited. I live a full life. God has blessed me to be doing some amazing work to make a difference in this world. And I am thankful that he has called me to do the things that I am doing. Yes, my journey has not been easy, but neither is anybody else's. I have learned to just be patient and be still and listen when God gives me something to do, and know that my life belongs to him. You know, it's not about me. It is about God. Whatever he calls me to do, I'm not going to say when. I'm just going to get up and go. So, excuse me, if you are listening to my birthday party online, I want to thank you. And I now have the other two that I'm going to share with you. My other entry is on page 353 of celebrating 365 days of gratitude. And this one says, gratitude for listening. I am grateful that I am blessed with excellent listening skills. This gift has allowed me to be a wonderful friend. When I communicate with friends, especially in the areas of conflicts, struggles, and challenges, listening allows me to avoid giving advice. Instead, I am positioned to ask thought-provoking questions surrounding the issue. My gratitude for this gift comes from my authentic core. I choose to embrace this quality in all my relationships, which is a win-win for all involved. Gratitude and friendship are a match made in heaven for those who believe in heaven, because I do not see one without the other. Put them together and watch your relationships and life catapult to several levels beyond your wildest imagination. With gratitude comes fun, joy, laughter, happiness, self-acceptance, and the true understanding of the word unconditional. To express the richness in every relationship, excellent listening and effective communication are a must. As you build your relationships, personal or professional, remember to use these phrases often. I am sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. I love you. When these words are used frequently, there is no need to focus skills and time on conflict resolution. So this is one of my entries in celebrating 365 days of gratitude. Yes, I want to hear from you on this birthday bash. And I want to see what other music I can play right now. I am just so excited about everything that's happening today. And I'm going to play because I know that my latter is going to be so, so much greater.
My latter shall be greater than my past. shadow shall.
Oh, I cannot believe. I think I need to go back because I had my microphone behind. And I'm not sure if you heard when I read all the people. So let me go back. I drank some water and I had pushed my microphone in the back. So I want to thank Tom Raines, Keisha Rivers Shorty, Dr. Dina Murphy, Mrs. Marcella Malon Williams, Simona Lee, Angelica Campbell, and Rochelle Goldberg with the teddy bear and the birthday wish. I thank each and every one of you. And I can't wait to go on there to see that that birthday cake, the funny birthday cake that my friend sent. So I'm going to go on there. So I please excuse me. And now I'm going to share my third entry in the book, Celebrating 365 Days of Gratitude. So, you know, when I look around, every place I go, I'm just so blessed all over the place. My third entry is on, one is on November the 17th is one. The other one is on April the 15th. That was the, and the other one is on March the 18th. So, April the 15th. And this one is titled Authentic Love. I met a man named Clive N. Brown when I was 16 years old in Jamaica, West Indies. He worked for the collector of taxes in Montego Bay, and I was attending nursing school at the St. James General Hospital. Clive was shy, but it wasn't long before he expressed his feelings for me. While I was on internship, Clive got accepted to attend school in the United States. We agreed he should go, but low self-esteem and other influences caused me to end our relationship. This devastated him and his family. We both married other people, which did not work out. 40 years later, January 2011, we rekindled our relationship. Sadly, Clive passed away April the 15th. His last words to me the night before he died were, "Daphne, you are a good woman. You do know that. I love you. And there is nothing I would not do for you. Are you hearing me? You are a good woman." I am grateful we were able to spend the last 4 months of his life together. And I you know, I read it and I tear up again, because after his passing, I had questions. And last year, my friends had a belated birthday party for me. So it's just fitting that I'm sharing this today on this birthday party, because they had a belated birthday party dinner for me up at the country club up in Southbury here in Connecticut. And the party was, although my birthday was in December, but the party was held in March, because I wanted them to meet Clive, and I wanted him, he lived in New York, and I wanted him to come up to the dinner here in Connecticut. So that was the first and only time that they met him, because he died a little over a month later after they met him. So I'm just so thankful that God has allowed me to go through that experience and to show me that he still has my back and he will carry me through regardless of what challenges that I am going through. He is going to see me through. So, you know, yes, I'm celebrating today. I'm celebrating the book launch. I'm celebrating the book participations. I'm celebrating my 65th birthday. I am 65 years young, gorgeous, fabulous, healthy, highly energized, and the list goes on and on and on. You know, God is just so, so good to me. And yes, I hear somebody asking. I can hear you clearly asking, is she single? Yes, she is. She's single and gorgeous. So if you are the right one for me, you can just send your resume in. And, oh, Walter, can you believe I say that on Global Radio? But I can hear somebody asking, is she single, Walter? So I didn't want them to ask anymore. I'm just telling them, yes, I'm single. And if you're right, then you're going to have to step it up. So, you know, every day I celebrate life, you know, I've adopted a new lifestyle. I'm just eating so drastically different and just enjoying life and what God is doing to me, for me. So listen, enjoy your life every day. Celebrate every day. And when your birthday roll around, that's going to be like icing on the cake that you are celebrating additionally. So I am just so honored to be able to celebrate. And again, Christ alone. Something comes in on Facebook, it click. You know, I was thinking as I listened to that music where Blanche says, you know, I got a lot of licking and I kept on ticking. And I tell you, that is the truth. That is the truth. I got a licking. I want to thank my friend Latoya, Lolita, Lolita, Files, for the happy birthday wish. Thank you, my friend. Am I going back to the chat room now? Yes, you know, Blanche mentioned that I got a lot of licking and keep on ticking, and that's how life is. You know, we got to just keep our feet digging. A couple months ago, I did a teaching on my TV show about bending with the wind. And each of us have different winds in our lives. And I know my winds have been many, 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 many winds. But the one thing that I always, always remember in life is that, you know, I am created for greatness. It doesn't matter what is happening in my life. I'm created for greatness. I'm called for a purpose. And that's the reason why the song that I play at the closing of my show is called Destiny. And today, I want to play this song in celebration of my birthday.
What's the plight that you've called me to? The thing I'm set aside to do. I trust you, Lord, to see me through. Will you let me look in your heart? Will open that business and direct it. Hallelujah.
to my destiny. I know what I'm here for. Tell the Lord, thank you. Hallelujah. For every trial that came with the slave. Hallelujah. For every struggle that came with the slave. I'm mighty grateful. I said I'm mighty grateful. See the breaking of day. It's destiny. That I know what I'm here for. Oh, yeah. Oh, for showing me to the Lord tonight and directing me. Hallelujah. To my destiny. A strong God. You may not be able to touch it right now. Begin to thank Him. Begin to praise Him. Begin to thank Him. Begin to praise Him. Begin to thank Him. Begin to praise Him. Hallelujah. Can you see it? Can you feel it? Everybody, you're going into a new dimension tonight. You'll never ever see it again the same way. You'll never ever touch it again the same way. You've been called with a great call. It's a monumental call. You've been called to change nations and generations. Come on and praise your God.
Yes, if you were celebrating, if you had been on my journey, if you have been where I've been, you would be celebrating today as well, and you would be thanking God because He's been good to me. And I said, super, super happy birthday, Daphne, to you. I know Walter was scratching his head thinking, oh, we have about 20-something minutes. Why is Daphne playing closing music? So, but Walter, remember, it's a special birthday today, so we're doing things a little different. So we're going to be closing with a different song today. Yes, so listen, I'm going to go back to my Facebook page and look and see if anybody wrote anything since I was there the last time. Not yet. Lots of other great things there, but that does not pertain to the birthday. And, you know, I am so excited. I am so excited because, you know, we look around. I was in Jamaica over the summer, and my friend Joel Hilton, who is Javante's godfather, I saw him, and we even went to look at some things together. And next, I came back to the U.S., and 2 weeks after I came back here, the gentleman transitioned home. He was healthy. When I was there, he was even looking at me and telling me that I've become an old woman because I'm not going up the stairs as swiftly as he is. And we joked about it. And we just had some good laughter. As a matter of fact, his birthday is on the 17th of December. So I have some more people who are celebrating birthdays. My friend Alicia Andrews, her birthday is on the 15th. Diana Burgos out in, she's now out in, I think, South Carolina. She's celebrating a birthday. Sherry Berlin celebrating her birthday on the 14th. I'm surrounded by a lot of Sagittarian babies. So of all the people who celebrate birthdays, when I do, I want to wish you all a happy, happy birthday. And may God continue to bless you in everything that you are doing. And just to continue touching your life in a special way so that people can really, really understand what your work is about. It doesn't matter whether you're on a job or you're doing a business, whatever it is, your work ought to be about someone else. So I'm thankful to. The other thing I want to remind you on my birthday party is to support us with the breakfast feeding program. That is something that we're going to be doing in Jamaica, West Indies, at my old school. So every dollar you can give me or every 50 cent, I already got $167.53 towards that project. So I look for your support on that. I know that God is going to bless me with many, many, many more birthday days that I can celebrate with you. And who knows, Walter, next time we do the birthday bash, we'll do it in the night because there are lots of people who are at work. So we will need to do it in the night of the Eastern Standard Time. Because one of the things I noticed last night, people who were sending me the messages from other countries, it was already the 11th of December there. So if I do my birthday in the night, the celebration, then we're going to be able to, happy to be there. Thank you for coming to the party. I don't know if you would like to call in to say anything to me, about me, or with me. The number to do that is 646-915-8166. And I want to thank Happy to be here. I don't recall seeing you here before, but it's all good. I'm glad that you're attending the birthday party and the pre-book launch to celebrate with me. You can visit the website Daphne Clark Hudson Empowers, and you will see the books there. If you order the books from pre-launch on the website, you will get your copies autographed and sent to you. If you have not yet followed, thank you so much for congratulating me on the books. And if you have not yet signed my fan page on Facebook, please go to facebook.com/dynamicdaphne. My goal is to get 1,500 fans by midnight tonight. I need you all to help me, please. So, happy to be there. If your situation allows you to call in, would you please call in 646-915-8166. Just let me hear your voice and, you know, say a little something about me or to me or with me if your situation allows you to. Okay. Guest 1334, welcome to the show. Okay, all right, I do understand. Do understand, happy to be here. Guest 1334, if you can call in, much love. Thank you so very much. And I hope to see you come back on the show and to learn more about what you are doing. Happy to be here. But I'm glad that you took the time to celebrate with me my book launches and also my happy, blessed birthday. Yeah, because I was looking there. There are many people that we have lost, many friends I've lost this year. My friend Narlene Williams, Janice Carisi, Joel Hilton, Ken Bridgham, I think someone else passed too. So, you know, every day that we wake up and we see the sun, it's a blessed day. So I'm thankful that God has blessed me to be celebrating 65 years young. 65 years young. What a blessing. What a blessing. What a blessing. And I'm just so thankful for every minute of it. Every minute, every opportunity, doesn't matter what challenges come my way. I'm going to celebrate and I'm going to be thankful. Because every day above ground zero is a great day. It is a great day for me, not only because it's my birthday, but because I'm able to be at this virtual birthday party. You know, God bless me to have a computer, to be able to be communicating with people from all over the world. We have 14 minutes remaining. I'm checking back on my website to see if anybody else wrote anything there. All right. No, not anybody else didn't go there yet. People are busy and people are at work. And I know that you all love and care about me. So I'm glad for the people who are listening online. I know you're many and you're at work. I always say put the headphones over your ears so people don't really know that you are listening to the radio show. But I'm so thankful, man. It amazes me every time I'm on the air and to see how many people are actually just listening on their computer. And I'm thankful for that. Oh, by the way, tomorrow, we're on the air again tomorrow. Oh, my heavens. We are having one of the world's greatest branding guru on the show tomorrow. My guest tomorrow is going to be Lethea Owens. If you have a business, if you have a product, if you're thinking about a business or creating a product, you need to be here to listen to this lady. She travels the world teaching people about our brand. Irresistible change. What is special about us is what makes us valuable. That is her message. Yes, we are all unique. So tomorrow morning again at 10 to 12 noon Eastern Standard Time, I will be in conversation with Miss Lethea Owens, and I hope you can join in. If you are looking to do something about your business, if you are looking to do something differently, you want to be here to listen to Miss Owens. And we have 11 minutes remaining, so if you're waiting to call in, now is the time. 646-915-8166. I want to thank the people who are still hanging out with us. Walter Misch, happy to be here. Guest 1344. We have many more people who had came in. We had some callers on my landline that I had put in live on the show. And it has been a blessing for me today. I want to just thank God for calling me to do His will and to know that there will be struggles, there will be obstacles, not only in my life, in your life as well. But I want to encourage you to keep your eyes on the prize, and you too will have a lot to celebrate. I want to encourage you to find out what it is you want to do to make a difference. It is not going to be easy all the time, But I can tell you it is going to be rewarding. It is going to be rewarding. It's not easy, but it is always rewarding. All right? So, again, we have 9 minutes remaining, and I'm kind of going down to the wire here just to give people opportunity to call in. I want to go back to my Facebook and see if there's anything I need to read from there. Yes, I want to just thank all the people there. Jean Luce D'Abre. Okay, that, he's from France. Happy birthday. Thank you so much. Dr. Joy. Thank you, Dr. Joy, for the birthday wishes. Dr. Joy is from New Jersey. Thank you, Dr. Joy. Dr. Joy, as a matter of fact, just celebrated her birthday. Dr. Joy Ohaya. And she just celebrated her birthday a couple of weeks ago. And I think it was just this last week that she was out again with a friend that gave her a cup of gratitude or something, she said, was in that cup. So I am surrounded by a lot of December people. You know, we are just so special. Oh, I know all of you are special too, but we December people, we are just so full of love and joy and happiness. We are just such fun to be with. And I know that you're probably saying the same thing about your birth month too, and that's all right, because we are all so special. We are unique and we are special. So I just enjoy spending this birthday with you. Walter, you type about Lita in there so people can read about it. We're going to have to get you to increase the font or put it in colors, Walter, so that people can read it easier. But that's okay. So tomorrow we are going to be here again. And we're going to be on with the business segment. Today was a special show to celebrate my book launch and my birthday bash. And to treat myself today, I'm going to be going out. I'm going to be getting me a pedicure and just enjoy myself. Somebody message me here. Henry, oh, my French son. Oh, my French son from France. Thanks, Henry. He sent me happy birthday, American mother. Oh, thank you, my darling. Thank you. I am doing radio show to celebrate. CELEBRATE. Yeah, it's amazing that he just called. He just from France. 915-8166. Call in. Yes, Henry is one of the French students that you all know that I coordinate a French cultural exchange program. And Henry is a young man that came here and he has just connected to me and he refers to me as his American mother. Since he left here, he has communicated with me continuously. Tell me what he's doing at college and everything that's going on with his life. He keeps in touch with me. So it was good to see this this message from him right now, wishing me a happy birthday. Oh, it just warms my heart all the way from France. I got me a little French son. So thank you, Henry, my darling. Hope to see you I'm back in the U.S. of A very soon. You are getting bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. So now I know you're in college, so you're going to have to pay for your own trip because your parents are not going to be funding the trip for you. So, again, it was such an honor to celebrate with each and every one of you. Tomorrow's show is at 10 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. And to end my celebration today, I just want to recommit my life to God to continue saying yes to all that He has called me to do. I love each and every one of you, and guess what? There is nothing you can do about it.
Ask the person next to you, would you still say yes? Will your heart and soul say yes? Will your spirit still say yes?
Hello, I know this is my friend. I had to interrupt the music to get you. How are you, my sister?
Happy birthday to you, Queen Daphne. How are
you? Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. This is my friend Dolores Presley from Ohio. You all have heard her on the show so many times, and she is so busy, yet she takes the time calling. Thank you. Thank you so much, my sister. Girl, I'm 65 years young. Can you imagine that?
You look beautiful. 65 years young, Daphne. I cannot believe that.
Yes, ma'am.
You look fantastic.
Thank you. I need to take
some notes from you. I know you're eating healthy and taking care of your body.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. And, you know, it's my eating and everything. And God has blessed me today. I have pre-launched my four books on my collection of favorite quotes, and I've been blessed to be part of the Mission Unstoppable project. So God is good.
Yes, God is good. No doubt about that. As a matter of fact, I launched my new website today, DoloresPresley.com, and I was all excited and busy in the middle of that, and I'm like, oh my God, it's Daphne's birthday. I've got to call her. So I'm so glad I got in the last minute, but I'm in.
Thank you. And we got to talk because you know something? Tomorrow I'm having Lithia on. So if you have some time you want to talk about what's new on that new website, that would be an added blessing. Let's talk about it later on if you have the time.
Okay. Yes,
all right.
Amazing. She built that site for us, yes.
Yes, so it will be good if I can have you on afterwards. So we'll talk. I'll call you after I get off.
All right. Thank you, Daphne.
All right.
Thank
you.
Have a blessed birthday. All right.
Thank you very much.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Ask the person next to you, would you still say yes? will your heart and soul say yes? Will your spirit still say yes? Yes. If I told you what I really would your heart and soul say yes? Now will you